weird game, wasn't it? Gill's got his request. High-scoring footy was at its best today, so not entirely happy about the defence. But we come across a team that, you know, really shaped and pushed hard through the corridor, and our ability to defend that was a little bit off, I thought. So we conceded 100, over 100 points from 43 entries. It's not good enough for our team defence.
Do you put conceding that many down to midfield pressure, or how the pure defence held up?
A bit of a trend of the competition at the moment. Teams are really taking you on with hands and playing pretty high octane football. So our ability to score ourselves, you know, obviously when we turned it over, we had free men everywhere. But I think we can defend a little bit better.
Is that a premium on retaining the ball as much as anything?
I'm not quite sure. It's probably just picking up the trends of the opposition you're playing and what you can do to stop, and also what you can do to score. So getting that balance right's always been how we operate. So it just become a really high-scoring turnover game. Albeit, I think they still kick 9 goals from stoppages against us as well. So there's a little bit to work on. But we are happy with a lot of the other things we've done.
So how do you feel about turning that around a week out from facing the Hawks again?
Yeah, well, Hawthorn play a little bit differently, but more and more teams now are going to take you on, and the ability to defend that in the right way is the challenge. So, and we want to do that too sometimes. So it's exciting. It's a new frontier of footy.
What did you make of Jack Whitten's first game for you?
Oh, really pleased. Yeah, I haven't had a good look at each individual, but I thought we had a lot of contributors on the night, and he was one of them. I think he kicked the goal. We might have had 11 goal kickers, so that was pleasing as well.
You've got Lewis waiting. How do you potentially make any changes given a performance like that?
Oh, we'll just wait and see how he trains and how we pull up. But he's a quality player, so if he gets through training, then he'll play.
He's given a chance given how quickly he's recovered.
Yeah, he's a chance as well, so he's ticking all the boxes.
Jeremy McGovern's shoulder seems to be a bit of a saga. A couple of bumps that he laid maybe early in the game. He laid one when he came back on as well. Does someone need to have a word to him about maybe self-preservation?
No, I can't do that. It's just plays. So how he gets hurt is not through silly, courageous things. It's just the way he plays. So I can't tell him to change the way he does that. But I don't know. It's probably the fifth game in a row he's had something wrong with the shoulder. So let's just see how he pulls up.
Operated on?
No.
Okay, as far as your win,
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, you played at the ground.
Did you come out on
today? I think so. Yeah, I think we're okay.
How did you assess Easy's first full game back, really?
Yeah, look, I'm really happy for him that he got through the game, and we saw glimpses of his best, and we saw some areas where he can keep working on. So, overall, I thought he was a good contributor, but there's still some work to do.
You mentioned the pre-season, you were pleased with what Jamie Pennell had done in a new role, and it looked like he really stood up and played very well in that role tonight.
Yep. Yeah, happy with him. Yeah, he was a different dynamic for us, and excuse me. Sorry about that. Different dynamic, and he came from Melbourne as a small forward, so he's got that natural goal sense, and he's got a high work rate, which suits our forward line.
Have you seen a better game from Jacob?
It was a pretty good game, wasn't it? Yeah, what did he kick? 8? Yeah. And he would have given off 4 or 5, so he's a quality player, he's selfless, and he's our vice-captain.
You confident he can back up what was an incredibly strong year last year on the basis of that?
Oh, I think all of our leaders are leaders because of the consistency on field first, and he's been providing us with not the output he gave us tonight, but not far off most weeks, so expectations on himself are pretty high, and yeah, we expect him to perform at a good level. I think today was probably another level.
Nick pulled in 6 contested marks. It's an area of his game that's been criticised a lot. Do you see him having improved in that?
Well, yeah, I always think he's a good mark. Sometimes he doesn't take as many as you'd like, but he competes, and if he doesn't mark it, no one else does. So he took 6 marks tonight contested, which is great. He might take 1 next week, so don't criticise him if he does. Talk to me about how many times he gets outmarked, because it doesn't happen very often.
Do you see more upside in him potentially this year?
Well, I think he had over 20 touches, which I think that wouldn't happen too often with Nick. So He's had a good look at pre-season. It's probably his second one in a row, so his continuity's there. And I thought Scotty Lysett backed him up pretty well as well.
How do you handle this week going into a rematch against Hawthorn?
Yeah, well, we actually will move on pretty quickly from tonight. So we'll let the players recover tomorrow morning. Might watch the game together at some stage, the Geelong game, and then move on.
You're not quite. To have a look?
No, we've got plenty of oppo. Can't just do that.
Do you need to talk to the players, or you keep it as normal as possible this week?
About what? This week? No, we can't overplay it. No, this week was today was a really important game for us. You know, we knew that Brisbane had been working really hard on some things, and they challenged us. So that was the focus. Now we focus on Hawthorn.
Did it give you any indication that you may not have a lingering headache from how last year finished?
From experience and memory and knowing our players, I think we'll just get on with this week. And there'll be a big build-up, I'm assuming, and that's a good thing. It just adds to our experience, and we learned a lot from last year, so they're still a bloody good side.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Simpson, the coach of the West Coast Eagles, and Peter Bell, you know him very well. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, look, he's really pleased, but no surprises. He's disappointed that his team conceded a